Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Di tengah-tengah musim dingin Melbourne kali ini, The Little Food Market pada tanggal 17 sampai dengan 19 Juli kembali menghadirkan surga bagi para pecinta kuliner. Lebih dari sekedar pasar kuliner, The Little Food Market menjadi tempat bertemunya para pelaku industri, pecinta makanan, dan keluarga untuk mengeksplorasi kreativitas, inovasi, serta kekayaan kuliner di Australia. Di antara banyaknya tenan kuliner di The Little Food Market Carlton Melbourne, salah satu stall ini berhasil mencuri perhatian para pengunjung dengan konsep cita rasanya yang unik dan juga menarik, yaitu Custom Noodle Bar. SBS Indonesia juga berkesempatan untuk mewawancarai Brian dari Custom Noodle Bar yang ikut berpartisipasi di Little Food Market kali ini. Sekarang kita sudah bersama dengan Brian yang memiliki salah satu usaha yang bernama Custom Noodle Bar yang ada di The Little Food Market hari ini. Halo Brian, apa kabar?
Kabar baik.
Terima kasih sudah mau hadir bersama-sama dengan kita. Mungkin Anda bisa ceritakan sedikit tentang brand dan juga kisah di balik usaha Custom Noodle Bar ini.
So, bila kita start ini bisnis, kita mau kurangkan penggunaan plastik dalam packaging makanan. So, we created this Custom Noodle Bar. Basically, allows customers to customize their noodle kit. They get to choose there are noodles, a type of noodles. We have different types of noodles to pick from. We have also different soup bases that you can choose from. And it comes with a bag of vegetable mix included into it. And they're all packed plastic free. We make it so that it's easy to cook, about 10 minutes and it's all done. We use freeze-dried ingredients and air-dried noodles, so it's a healthier noodle that you get to customize.
Wow, berarti kita bisa menikmati noodle tapi dengan versi healthy gitu ya. Bagaimana, ini kan this is such a big event. Why would you like to be participate in this festival?
Yeah, so business kita start online base. The chances of meeting with customers is, not a lot when you operate online. So we participate in this sort of market events, and Little Food Market was one of them that we found. We've been with the big design group doing this sort of events for a while, and when they started the Little Food Market, it was definitely one of the type of market events that we would like to be in. We get to interact with customers and then explain with them what we actually do as a business, and also showcase the concept that we have with our customized noodle bar.
Wow, luar biasa, bagus sekali. Dan harapan Anda sebetulnya apa nih setelah mengikuti festival ini, especially for your business after taking part in this festival?
Basically, what we hope is, we get more exposure, more people know about our business, and also, what we believe in and what we're doing. So, we get to not just educate people and, small little ways that you can reduce your plastic packaging, but at the same time, they get to enjoy a trade-up in their noodles. So it's not like your instant noodles. It's actually something that, you get to enjoy that is good for you and also good for the planet.
Okay, thank you so much, Brian. Sukses selalu.
Kita juga bisa mendengarkan apa komentar dari salah satu stall yang ada mengenai respons pengunjung yang datang kali ini.
How is actually the response from the visitors been so far? Which one they like the most?
Yeah, response has been really good. So we've got a few of our very popular ones. Miso. So miso is made with freeze-dried miso as well as some seaweed and a little bit of dashi. And if someone prefers spicy, the spicy mushroom. So that's mushroom broth with Japanese spices in it.
Bagaimana kalau dengan visitor sendiri? Mereka paling suka yang mana?
Combination that is the most popular is the spicy mushroom with the ramen.
Okay, thank you so much, Jen.
Selain itu, kira-kira apa pendapat para pengunjung tentang Little Food Market yang diadakan di Carlton, Melbourne tahun ini? Mari kita dengarkan bersama-sama.
Okay, kalau favoritnya Kevin sendiri yang mana nih untuk hari ini?
Jujur nih, hari ini favoritku ini Negroni hangat.
Wih, kenapa tuh?
Karena biasanya minum Negroni dingin-dingin, nah di sini hangat nih, pas banget karena sekarang lagi winter juga, dingin-dingin. Jadi aku suka banget Negroni hangat. Nah kalau makanannya juga tadi aku coba ada noodle dari Custom Noodle Bar. Kuahnya enak banget sih, pedes, gurih, mantep banget.
Mantep banget, oke, enjoy ya Kevin ya, thank you.
Oke, thank you, sama-sama Kak.
dari semua stall, saya suka pastanya dari stall Aston Lucas Gourmet. Mm-hmm. Kalau minuman, saya suka yuzu sake karena rasanya berbeda dari yang lain. Semoga saya bisa datang lagi ke acara Little Food Market di bulan November.
For me, I quite like the... Well, there's a lot of them. I quite like because I think... what we chose, there's some really good produce, some really good quality of food there, so really good drinks, really good food, whether it's your cheeses, some meat samples there. I enjoyed everything that I've had.
My favorite parts of it was eating the cinnamon rolls and the ice cream. It was so delicious.
Demikian kata mereka mengenai Little Food Market kali ini. Tak heran, event ini menjadi salah satu destinasi favorit bagi para pecinta kuliner yang ingin mencoba pengalaman baru lewat Little Food Market.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.